Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Folks, whose side are you on in the MTA Long Island Railroad workers dispute? And would you still be on the worker side, if that's where you're starting out, if they do strike on Saturday night at midnight, as the deadline is now? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Though this may all be moot as we check in with WNYC transportation reporter Kate Hines, who is at Governor Cuomo's office here in the city where negotiations are taking place. Kate, any movement?
Nope, Brian. We're all still staking out the governor's office on 3rd Avenue, and we haven't heard anything yet.
But there is a lot of optimism being reported in the last day, right?
Yes. Yeah, there is. And I think with a lot of good reason. It sounds like both sides are very close, and they're just hammering out the details right now.
Anything leaking out about what kind of a compromise they're going to come to? Is it about how much future employees as opposed to current employees of the Long Island Railroad will contribute to their health benefits? Is that the main issue?
That was one of the main sticking points for the union, but we don't know now what the deal is going to look like.
You know what I wonder on that? Why couldn't they use the de Blasio model, which I think is very interesting with the teachers union and with DC 37, where he's insisting on a certain amount of health care savings over the contract period, but he's not telling them how to do it. So they're not necessarily going to contribute to their premiums when they don't so far. That's one of the issues for the Long Island Railroad workers. They can do it that way if the union chooses to, or they can do it by instituting stricter HMO rules for their members, or however they come up with to save the amount of money that they have to save, but which seems to me like a creative solution, but nobody seems to be talking about it in this case.
Right. Well, we had heard that the MTA had wanted, you know, work rules changes, that they – you know, when this whole negotiation process began years ago, you know, the MTA said, we're not going to give you any raises unless we get work rule changes. And that has been a sticking point in the past. So we may see something like that with this deal now. You know, it's possible that there will be some cost savings that appear that way.
We have about 2.5 minutes. We'll go quickly through a few callers. Lamar in Huntington. Lamar, you're a current union member?
Yes, I am a union member. I'm a professor at Long Island University. I'm part of the union. And just real quick, I'm not as clear. I just moved out here to Long Island. I'm not as clear about what the dispute is. But the one thing I do know is that I feel like it's a bit extreme for the union to go on strike after being offered a 17% raise. But my issue is the fact that I live in Suffolk County, and the MTA's contingency plan only has two shuttle bus stations in Ronkonkoma and Deer Park, which are really far from where we live. And I would say that Huntington is probably one of the most busiest stations. Yeah. The closest station that I would have to take my wife to if there is a strike is in Hicksville, which is really far. So I feel like the MTA is not really doing a good job.
Lamar, I'm going to leave it there so I can get some other people on, critical of the union and the MTA. Natalie in Brooklyn, former train conductor on the railroad?
Yes, that's correct.
What do you think?
I think that the train conductors work extremely, extremely hard. I know I'm biased because I used to do it, but there's a lot of work that we do on the trains, doing brake tests, climbing on top of the trains, getting down in the yard, things that people don't even realize.
But the critics say that the Long Island Railroad workers make as much as or more than any other commuter rail line employees in America. And the caller mentioned the 17% raise, and almost all American workers contribute to their health care premiums at this point. So even though you work hard, what about these terms?
A lot of those numbers, I think, are faulty. A lot of them are done with employees that have been with the company for a long, long time. And a lot of the workers that have only been with the company for a few years or less than 10 years don't make as much as other people. And I think you have to look at all variables when you're looking at that.
By the way,
those are my comments, and
yes.
I support the union. Sure, thank
you very much. I think there are a lot of six-year-olds listening right now who just heard that job description. Climbing on cars, conducting trains. It's like, cool, I want to do that. All right, Frank on Long Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Frank, real quick.
Hi, good morning. Listen, it is absurd. It is absurd that workers won't contribute to their health care. Look, we ought to have universal health care. We don't. Short of that, everybody has to have skin in the game. These guys have to get their act together. 2 to 4%? Are you kidding me, Brian?
Thank you, Frank. And Jared and Paramus, last word?
Yeah, I think everybody needs to take a step back on this and recognize that, you know, over 7 years, 70% is really just keeping up with inflation.
And, Jared, I'm going to leave it there. WNYC transportation reporter Kate Hines, waiting for an announcement of a settlement, and you do expect one today from what you're hearing, right?
I do.
I hope, says Kate Hines, who I hope we'll be hearing from later in the day.